And at 9:03, we have a mostly sunny sky, 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny and windy today with a high near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. In area news, a traffic stop late Wednesday morning in Cass County resulted in the discovery of a large amount of marijuana. Iowa State Patrol spokesman Sergeant Scott Bright in Des Moines told KJAN News the traffic stop occurred at around 10 a.m. Wednesday on Interstate 80.
We had a trooper stop a vehicle that was heading eastbound on Interstate 80, and after talking with the individual, the trooper believed there was some criminal activity going on. A search was conducted, and the canine unit came out and indicated a positive sign that there was narcotics in the vehicle. And after a search of the vehicle, we recovered 363 pounds of marijuana.
Wright was not able to provide an estimated street value of the drug. He said the driver indicated to the trooper that he was en route to Minnesota via Interstate 80 and I-35. The unidentified man was taken into custody and brought to the Cass County Jail in Atlantic. No other information is being provided at this time. News time is 9:04.
This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance in Atlantic. We know you have a lot of choices, but we believe you work too hard to have just a crop insurance policy. We've partnered with Diversified Crop Insurance Services in order to offer you more. Through Diversified, we can offer you a number of free marketing services to help you with your risk management and to enhance your crop insurance policy. Services like a daily recorded call from risk management analyst Rich Morrison with an update on the key grain and outside markets. If you're busy when the call comes in, it will be recorded on your voicemail. You can also choose to receive texts throughout the day alerting you on the markets of your choice. You choose which contracts you want to follow and the times of day you'd like to receive updates. When you choose us, you'll have access to these and more tools available from Diversified Services. Because federal crop insurance is a government-subsidized program, the price is the same no matter where you go, and the time to make your choice is now. Call today and let us put your hands on the tools you need to succeed. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
Diversified Services is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, frost-covered roads with black ice conditions caught many motorists off guard this morning in western and southwest Iowa. Sheriff's officials in Adams County report two rollover accidents took place in the county this morning. Dispatchers in Adair, Guthrie, and Shelby counties also reported to KJAN motorists had slid off the road into the ditches in those counties. Here in Cass County, three vehicles spun off Highway 6 southwest of Atlantic at around 6:20 this morning. One of the vehicles rolled onto its top. Another accident was reported west of Atlantic off of Highway 83. Thus far, no serious injuries have been reported. No injuries were reported following an accident Thursday evening here in Atlantic. According to the Atlantic Police Department, a vehicle driven by Amy Schilling of Shelby was leaving a parking lot at 701 Poplar Street at around 6:35 p.m. when she made a long swinging turn and hit a trailer attached to a parked vehicle owned by John Abild of Atlantic. Damage from the accident amounted to $3,400. A group of law officers who talked with Congressman Dave Loebsack in a forum on gun violence Wednesday said that having officers in school is important. They also talked about other approaches to protecting kids in school. Eldridge Police Chief David Kopatich said his department is training staff in the North Scott School District in a new response called ALICE. The same program is being looked at the Atlantic Community School District.
The ALICE program stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Escape.
Right.
In the past, what we have seen is, with school policies, that the schools just simply go into a lockdown mode where the students are locked up in their classroom, basically just sitting waiting.
And Kopatich says the ALICE program has the students and teachers trying to escape the shooter.
In the cases where we've had the active shooters, we see history shows us that it's not a good idea to just, sit there and wait. That if a gunman comes into the front part of the building, why aren't we getting our kids out of the backside of the building to take them out of that harm's way?
Kopatich said the plan also shows teachers and students how to try and stop a shooter as another option.
Are people possibly going to get hurt? Yeah, the possibility exists, but just sitting there waiting for a gunman to randomly shoot everybody in the room is probably not a good option. And we're looking at it as that, the survivability of trying to teach the kids and the staff members that you need to survive this situation at any cost.
Sheriff Kopatich said that surviving can range from throwing a chair through a window to get out of the school to trying to stop the gunman. He said they've also have worked with school staff to keep classroom doors locked during the day. Some schools have panic buttons where administrators can automatically lock all the doors when something happens. Ottumwa Police Chief Jim Clark told the congressman that there should be some mandatory design standards for new schools that incorporate more security.
I know many of our older schools here in Ottumwa, the doors open out. They don't open in. You can't barricade the doors if a teacher tried to drag a desk. A lot of our schools are older. They don't have the automatic door closures. In fact, many of our doors in our schools don't even lock. They don't have locks on them.
Fort Madison Police Chief Bruce Niggemeier said that he believes having a school resource officer would provide more safety, but he said cost is an issue.
We have been trying for some time to get them in our schools, to get one so we can get into our school system, but we just simply don't have the money. We're not that big of a community.
Loeb Sack, a Democrat from Iowa City, said the forum is one of a series he plans to discuss the issues of gun violence in the wake of the school shootings in Connecticut. Taking a look at other news from around the area this morning, Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers today reports that two people were arrested this past Sunday. At around 1:50 a.m., officers in Clarinda arrested 36-year-old Jason Charles Allison of Clarinda for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, second offense. Allison was later released on $2,000 bond pending an appearance before the Page County Magistrate Court. And at around 8:25 p.m. Sunday, officers arrested 50-year-old Billy Joe Brown of Gallatin, Missouri for felony operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, third offense. Brown was released on $5,000 bail pending an appearance before the Page County Magistrate Court. And taking a look at national news headlines this morning, militants and world headlines, militants holding hostages in Algeria are offering to trade two Americans for terror figures jailed in the U.S. That's according to a statement received by a news site in Mauritania. The two men say they want to see are the mastermind of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing and a Pakistani scientist who was convicted of shooting at two U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Stocks are little changed in early trading today on Wall Street as the market closes out a strong week in which the Standard & Poor's 500 index hit five-year highs. General Electric and Morgan Stanley rose after turning in better earnings report cards. Intel dropped 7% after reporting that its sales are shrinking as customers shift away from PCs to smartphones and tablet computers. News time is 9:10.
This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance in Atlantic. We know you have a lot of choices, but we believe you work too hard to have just a crop insurance policy. We've partnered with Diversified Crop Insurance Services in order to offer you more. Through Diversified Services, we can offer you a number of free marketing services to help you with your risk management and to enhance your crop insurance policy. The Grain Market Outlook is a daily email that brings you up to date on the latest events in the grain markets and some strategies you could choose to implement for your revenue management program. And on the third Thursday of each month, you can join Diversified Services' Rich Morrison as he discusses current market conditions and much more. When you choose us, you'll have access to these and more tools available from Diversified Services. Because federal crop insurance is a government-subsidized program, the price is the same no matter where you go, and the time to make your choice is now. Call today and let us put your hands on the tools you need to succeed. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
Diversified Services is an equal opportunity provider.
And taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning, Frank Lesh, age 85 of Shelby, died Tuesday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Frank Lesh will be today at 10:30 at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby is in charge of the arrangements. Armin Foto, age 90, and his 86-year-old wife Imogene, both of Omaha and formerly of Oakland, died earlier this month in Omaha. A joint massive Christian burial service for Armand and Imogene Foto will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Bradley Richard Johns, age 54, of Las Vegas, Nevada, and formerly of the Stewart and Des Moines areas, died January 6th. A memorial service for Bradley Johns will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Gaylord Knutson, age 91, of Irwin, died Wednesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Gaylord Knutson will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Eldon Weber, age 77, of Greenfield, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Eldon Weber will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Richard Dean Shoesmith, aged 78, of Stewart, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Richard Shoesmith will be Monday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Mary Posh, age 69, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at her home. Memorial services for Mary Posh will be held Monday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Rodney Beyer, age 45, formerly of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Services for Rodney Beyer will be held on Monday at 1:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Virgil Miller, age 87, and formerly of Persia, died Wednesday in Harlan. Services for Virgil Miller will be on Monday at 1:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dennis O'Brien, age 68, of Cary, Nebraska, died Tuesday. A memorial mass for Dennis O'Brien will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. George Morton, age 89, of San Diego and a native of Griswold, died Sunday. Funeral services for George Morton will be Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the St. Teresa Church in San Diego, with graveside services set for next Friday at 2 o'clock at the Whipple Cemetery, northwest of Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Mary Jane Wingert, age 91, of Carlisle, died Wednesday. Services for Mary Jane Wingert will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Oneida. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Fred Chardine, age 61, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Omaha. Services for Fred Chardine are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. This report brought to you by United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.